Students in Unalaska saw the galaxy from a whole new perspective recently, from the inside of a giant inflatable dome. KUCB's Ann Hillman joined their journey into space.
A group of fifth graders gasps at the quickly changing images of the night sky. A giant air blower hums in the background. They're sitting inside of a portable, inflatable planetarium.
We saw stars, we saw Jupiter, we saw Mars, we saw the sun, we saw our planet.
Kayla Lopez was duly impressed by the star-covered dome, but her classmate, Trey Henning, was still thinking about the lesson he saw the evening before at the community presentation.
We asked how the stars were formed, and, like, she told us, and, like, it looked like germs, but it was like black and light, and like there was cloudy, and it looked like the sun was coming towards us. So we were like, we were all screaming because it looked scary. And then, yeah.
The traveling planetarium is used to teach the basics to younger children, like why we have seasons and why days last as long as they do, and more complex ideas to older students. Roger Topp, a new media producer from the University of Alaska Museum of the North, shows a group of high schoolers a model of the Big Bang.
So the Big Bang happened at one point in space and at all points in space, because space was defined by nothing at the time. And all this matter spewed out of the Big Bang, elementary particles that glom together and over a long, long time, 4 to 5 billion years.
Student Katie Warren says the experience gave her a new perspective on space and the night sky.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was able to show you, like, days ahead of what you would be able to see, and really it came together instead of just watching it every night for yourself, especially because you actually got to see without any clouds or anything. So that was awesome.
The entire setup, including the giant fabric dome that folds down into a duffel bag, the planetarium software that's tailored to Alaska's unique night sky, and the fisheye lens projector belongs to UAF's Museum of the North. Museum educator Jennifer Arsenault says they're using a NASA grant to bring it to communities around the state to supplement science education.
You know, it's a great immersive environment. Just the very going inside of the dome is exciting, and I think you could talk about almost anything and it would be memorable because you're in this neat environment. But you can certainly do things in a planetarium that you can't do on a regular projector or in class, as far as really illustrating concepts in a way that they make sense, because you can set stars in motion, you can look at the planets from above, you know, you're not just showing a static picture.
Arsenault says they collaborate with scientists to make sure they're giving accurate information, and with cultural leaders to incorporate Alaska-specific stories about constellations and other stars. They brought the planetarium to Unalaska as part of the Museums Alaska annual conference and will be touring other parts of the state throughout the school year. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.